One More Turn. Episode 1212, Come to Pass.
Did either of you see the photo of Gary's mother on his desk? What a fox.
You do realize she's almost 90 now, Dominic.
She couldn't have been over 50 in what we saw.
Judge not, or be judged yourself.
That's the response you came up with? When the two of us were facing the court of law?
Well, I figured you'd get it then.
That was insensitive. You hurt my feelings.
How would you know?
Do you really have feelings too hurt?
Good. That guy was talking about something else.
What we should be talking about is having to find you both new lawyers. Though given what just happened, not necessarily the same one.
I get why Gary felt he had to accuse himself from representing Carson, but me?
He told you, and I quote, I realized I just plain don't like you.
When there are so many reasons to choose from, you'd think he'd mention at least one. It's like he didn't put any thought into his explanation.
Maybe this is a blessing in disguise if he doesn't put any thought into such things.
At least he didn't charge us for the meeting. Well, okay, didn't charge me.
Where is Barry? Didn't you invite him back here so we could tell him? Discuss this?
He said he was still trying to track down Max, so he went to see Hudson.
He thinks they're the same person? We should be questioning his sanity.
It's smart, actually. Max is visiting Hudson regularly in the hospital. I know people who know things since I got the key to this town.
Seriously?
Seriously, can't you go a day without drawing that into conversation?
Wasn't that like 8 years ago?
Haven't they taken it back? They can take it back, right?
Is this becoming improv with questions only?
Becoming?
I found online a group of people who found infamy through their viral videos.
Can it really be considered viral today if its view count is fewer than 6 digits?
Given your age, are you their elder?
Point is, we work together to find our information to help our shared interest.
How is tracking Hudson's visitor log in any of their own interests?
Well now, he said shared interests. So where do those interests and Hudson intersect?
Did it ever occur to you, either of you, that the intersection could be Max?
Why would it, Carson?
For obvious reasons, Bella wouldn't represent you and couldn't represent Carson.
Fortunately, we live in a town, not a hamlet, so we just go and ask another lawyer.
Don't you mean the other lawyer? If you don't get that dig, I can't help you.
I have a number of city lawyers on my contact list. They're all through my business, but...
You'd have no problem using that connection to help us?
Would be ironic for any of them to represent Carson in a fraud case, wouldn't it?
Touché.
You did point out that we could, maybe even should, have different lawyers?
Tell you both what. You each retain the services of new lawyers for your cases, and I will cover your expenses. For now.
What's with that caveat?
I'm writing blank checks, so you're just going to have to live with knowing there is one.
Not, literally, though, right? It is the 21st century.
Said the man who until recently had no voicemail attached to his smartphone account.
There used to be an added charge for it, all right?
There also used to be dinosaurs roaming this planet, so save it. Oh, roaming, I... Hudson's awake.
Who did you learn that from?
I know people who know things, too.
This is not good.
How do you figure?
He could get testimony at each of our trials, against us.
Being against us was implied, given the circumstance.
We can't take anything for granted at this point.
How does this differ from before?
Which before? Human history is thousands of years old.
Wait, if Barry is already at the hospital monitoring Hudson's room...
He could block anyone from going in until we get there.
I doubt he could stop them, perhaps delay, but what would that accomplish?
Try to convince Hudson not to testify against either of us, at least?
I thought my attempts at humor missed the mark, but you are contesting that title.
I admit, I'm not sure what Carson means by at least, but we could try apologizing.
One of you tried to destroy his personal credit and business reputation, while the other attacked his person and sense of security. I could help you get security if you catch.
Ask Gary if he will put it in writing for us to sign before he stops representing us. This would appeal to Hudson's pride and something permanent he could parade around.
Exactly. Why would you want that in permanent form?
To speak favorably to our character. It certainly couldn't hurt. I didn't know you could look surprised. Are you feeling it too?
Running interference is no longer applicable. Barry just left having spoken with Hudson. Now he wants to meet with me, alone. Kingston, take Carson to find your brother and ask him what this is going to be about.
One More Turn, written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Dominic, voiced by Jason Mega Bears Fan Grade. Kingston, voiced by Jason New Earth Relic. Carson, voiced by Scott Alpha Shard Dirk. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin McLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. The next episode of One More Turn.
What I'm saying is if you need to take a step back, I'll step up. She can come to my house. Garibaldi will keep her busy.
Is this a backhanded way of getting Reese to babysit for you? For free?
Did you know a key to being rich is not spending any money? Don't tell anyone.